Blog.
Welcome to Spiritual Engineering Radio, building extraordinary relationships with your show hosts, Thomas and Patricia Strausser. This will be an uplifting hour filled with information, inspiring interviews, and music to connect you to your own spiritual energy. Sit back, relax, and enjoy this show that could transform your life.
Good morning, dear friends from all over the world. Thank you so much for tuning in for the opening of Spiritual Engineering, the science of building extraordinary relationships from here, from Colorado. My name is Patricia Strausser, co-host and co-founder of Spiritual Engineering.
Hi, and I'm Thomas Strausser, the other co-founder of this brand new technology for having relationships, for using science and engineering for relationships. We welcome everybody and are looking forward to chatting with you. We will have a chat line open that will come in. It was on Cosmic Citizen. You can go in there and sign up for the chat line. Or you can go on to Skype. You'll be able to call in later in the show and talk with us. We can talk about relationships, some problems and solutions, because that's what we focus on is some solutions.
That's right, Tom. And just let us tell you a little bit about ourselves. My name is Patricia. I was born in Colombia, beautiful country. And I've been living here for about 20 years. And my life has been absolutely extraordinary. I have a degree in psychology. I do work with people who have problems with relationships. I am a teacher and also a counselor. And also, I must say that I'm a happy married woman.
And I'm Tom Strausser. I started the spiritual engineering over 30 years ago. I am an engineer. I have a master's degree in psychology. I still work as a petroleum engineer. I've worked internationally. I've worked in the Middle East, in Dubai, in the Sultanate of Oman, in China, in Budapest, in different places around the world. So when we talk about the relationships on this, we're going to be talking about how to have relationships, and it transcends culture because this program has been put together and has been harmonized and synthesized for something that as a root solution for relationships. It transcends all cultures. It works no matter where you are or what you do or what relationship you're looking at. It works with any relationship in your life. And this is based on science, and you're going to hear some engineering terms, and we're going to be talking about relationships and what the problems and solutions are. And as I said, you can go on Skype and catch us. My Skype ID is thomas.strausser1 at Skype, and you can Skype in and talk to us or actually see us. We can talk to each other and give you a quick overview of spiritual engineering.
And at this moment, we would like to thank to Cosmic Citizen for allowing us to do this over the internet, to reach out to many people all over the world who are so anxious to know about some techniques that are working for us. We just want to share with you what is working in our life to experience these extraordinary relationships. The format of the show is very simple. We will do a little introduction, and then we're going to have a discussion about some of the topics of spiritual engineering, and we always have a feature artist.
Yeah, spiritual engineering, to tell you what it's about, is a scientific way of looking at relationships. It harmonizes science, psychology, and personal spirituality. Not a religion, but a very personal spirituality. We're going to be talking about spiritual things, but a different way, in a completely different way. We are going to be talking about how to access your own inner spiritual energy, a real power that every person has, and then allow this power to transform your life. Allow this power to work in your life, to work in relationships, to work on your emotions, to give you a direction in life. So this is quite different than anything out there. This is a new model for relationships. It's revolutionary, it's innovative, and it's something that works. As an engineering process, it focuses on process and results, on techniques, on specific techniques and results. It's a very results-driven process that actually works to change and improve relationships.
That's a great description, Tom. And also, I would like for you all to be mindful and aware that we're going to follow a format to identify the problem. What is the problem? What is causing turmoil in our lives? It could be emotions. It could be our spirituality is not working. It could be our relationships are not fulfilling. So we learn how to identify the problem. Then we offer a solution, but the solution has to be implemented and it has to be proven so it will work. And finally, we will check with the results. So that's why it's so important that you all give us some feedback, tune in, call in, send us an email. You can visit also our website, www.spiritual-engineering.com. And you can communicate with us because it is important from the scientific standpoint of this program that we validate, that we know that these concepts are working. And the only way to do that is to validate them through people, through our audience who are proving them.
Yes, and today our artist is Eugene Ebner. Eugene is a trained opera singer. He trained in Austria and has an excellent voice. You're going to hear some beautiful music and some of his original music that he has written himself. And our talk with Eugene will focus on relationships, of course, not just the artist's work and what he's done as an artist, but also on his relationships and how what great relationships or important relationships he's had in his life and what tools he uses to have good relationships.
And we're going to hear beautiful songs, as Tom mentioned before, because he is truly a gifted artist. So stay tuned to listen more about Eugene Ebner and all the songs that are changing his life, and he is ready to share with the rest of you.
Yes, I want to mention again Cosmic Citizen and give them thanks and give them the thanks that we have for giving us the opportunity to be on. Thank you, Cosmic Citizen.
Thank you, Fellowship. Good morning, everyone, again. Welcome again to the first show of Spiritual Engineering Radio Show and the Science of Building Extraordinary Relationships. And why do we say extraordinary relationships? Because that's what relationships are supposed to be. Not just mediocre, not just settling for the less, not just going by, not just suffering and just being flexible and accommodating and just going by life. No, it's experiencing life through these extraordinary tools that we have found. And just let me tell you, we're going to share a lot about ourselves, right, Tom?
Yes.
Our
relationship. This is going to be fun and we're going to enjoy it, but we're also getting this down to real practical, very personal examples on how to do this.
Aha. And we're going to start, yes, like, well, we're going to discuss what is not working in relations and truly our relationship is working. And we will share some of the things that are working for us. Married for about 10 years, Tom, and we can say that we have been very happy, have we? You better
yes.
say yes, huh?
Yeah, of course, we've hit a few speed bumps and we've had to get used to each other. And one thing about this you're going to find, as Patricia says, she's from Colombia. She's Latino. I come from West Virginia here in the U.S. I'm an engineer, a very practical person, and she's an artist. So this is about how to use tools that will harmonize a difference in culture, harmonize a difference in outlook between the artist and the practical engineer, how to really have tools that work to solve the challenges we all face in relationships.
We have been relatively happy. I would say we have been happy, and it has been also a learning experience for both of us because we come from different cultures, but we have learned how to implement these tools and how not only to compromise but to hold this relationship as a very important in our lives. And just let me say that this program, these tools are not just about or applicable to a special or intimate relationship. Because in this relationship, in this marriage, Tom and I, we implement the solutions, we test them, but then we're going outside and we're applying to the world. And we just find out that this is the fighting line, this is the training field, but we can go and implement these solutions and kind of try them with other people in our families, with coworkers, relationship with our friends. And absolutely, my relationships have been changed. I'm able to relate to friends, to coworkers, to my family from a different center, from a different standpoint, because I'm coming from integrity, I'm coming from honesty, I'm coming from revealing what is true in my life, which is this sense of connectivity with a spiritual center, this sense of stability in my mind, and also being able to make good decisions that reflect this lifestyle. And this is what Tom and I, we do in our daily lives.
Yes, and the thing is that this is, everybody out there has relationships. That's what life is about. Life is about relationships with other people, and I think we should start with a definition of relationships. That's always a good starting point. Again, as an engineer, I've learned that I have to identify the problem, and identifying the problem means identify what we're talking about. And what we're talking about in relationships in this in spiritual engineering may be quite different than what you think about relationships. I always thought of relationships when somebody said relationships as with that special person, that intimate relationship, or with a very few people. But what I've come to see is that all of our feelings, our emotions in life, come from relationships. Those feelings of anger, guilt, frustration, despair, all are connected to relationships. The feelings of anxiety and fear, whether it's the IRS, the bank, not being able to pay your bills, you have a relationship there. And the same thing with the great feelings, honey, the ones of happiness and joy and exuberance, all start and breed in a relationship. If we look at a relationship as a contact with another human personality that produces a physical, mental, or emotional response in us, then that shows us how many relationships we have. Everything that produces this response in us is a relationship, and this is what determines our quality of life, how well we learn to interact with other people and have a great relationship with other people determines our quality of life.
And something that is really fascinating about the quality of life is as we grow spiritually and emotionally and we unify our personality, things start to change. Because I really remember when we got married, like almost 10 years ago. Boy, time goes fast when you're having fun, huh?
Yes, it does.
So I remember that I used to get angry, and then I will not talk to Tom. I will go into my room, and I will get just brewing and resentment. But then as time passed by, I realized that that doesn't work. So I have learned to, instead of having 2 hours of bad moments, 2 hours, so I can have 5 minutes. You can say that better, honey, is it?
You can choose to have 5 minutes, a bad 5 day, or a bad 5 minutes. When we learn the skills of this program, that's exactly the choice we have. We're all going to have a bad five
minutes.
But we can choose whether to have a bad day, a bad week, or a bad 5 minutes, and that changes life.
And that's what I learned with this program, that I can do that. And I could be very upset, but also I came and I say, you know, I really apologize about what happened. I may have to ask for forgiveness, and sometimes I just have to say, I'm sorry, because it's the right thing to do. Maybe I wasn't at fault in any way, but I wanted to have peace in the relationship. So I learned to take that first step, not to wait for you to come and apologize to me, but to go and be proactive in making and implementing a solution that it will make the relationship better.
And this is one of those things that when we got together and we first met, that Patricia, I had a lot of these ideas and was doing a lot of these. I'd actually made a CD, and the CD was the I Believe CD, and it's just short thoughts like this. And one of the thoughts was, would you rather be happy or be right? And she has taken this concept of mine and taken it to a new level and makes me live up to it. Would you rather be happy or right? And she's such a demonstration of not necessarily always wanting or needing to be right. And so there's times in this relationship that she has apologized, or she has come in and made peace when things have, there's been a little contention. And she still thought she was right, but she wasn't worried about being right. She was more worried about the happiness of the relationship. And the thing is, what we learn in this process is how to do that and never give up our dignity or our self-respect. And it's quite different, this concept of relationships that we have here and the way we build these relationships, that idea that each person has a dignity and self-respect is a core value, a core center of what we really work with.
And that is another important element, Tom, that core values, that sense of privacy that each individual brings into a relationship. Because, yes, I like to define a relationship with your spouse, with your partner, with your significant other, just to use a simple analogy, like the smaller soccer team in the world. No one is playing there but you and your partner. You and your partner. You make the rules, and the goal is to score, to have an incredible, fulfilling right life. But also, we have to remember that each one of us bring our own talents, our own skills into the relationship. It just doesn't mean that because we are together, we forget who we are. We forget our individuality. We will continue building and providing into the relationship this one that is so special about each one of us, but for the overall good of the relationship. And this is something that I have learned, this selective privacy, that I am an individual, I am my own person, and also I have a very important, fundamental part of this incredible relationship that I'm building.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that we need to talk about, is where we stand on relationships today, where things are today. And one of the problems is that we really have it's really sad when we look at relationships, the disrepair and the turmoil we've got. And this is what, as I started this research into relationships over 30 years ago, what brought me into this was I just went through a divorce I didn't want. I did everything I could to avoid the divorce and to have, you know, to handle the feelings that was going on going through this divorce. I come out of that and almost committed suicide. I actually put a gun in my mouth, a revolver, and pulled the hammer back and was pulling the trigger when I had this insight, this flash, that maybe I could use science and find answers.
Tom, but you must have experienced a very deep sense of pain and misery to kind of consider taking your life, have you?
Oh, it was the darkest moment of my life. It was so hopeless because I had tried. I thought everything. I'd been to the priest. I'd been to counseling. I'd read every self-help book, and I couldn't get out of that dark abyss I was in. I couldn't get out of that. I was just a total feeling of hopelessness and helplessness that I couldn't change. It would never get better. And, yeah, it was. I came as close as I was actually pulling the trigger on this gun, so I came very close. And I can really relate to people and understand the people who have been that far down with relationships and feelings, how dark it can get. But on the other hand, we did find answers. I was able to find answers and solutions, and I went through some hard times in life, some difficult times with losing people and with grief and with sadness, but been able to move through those, have the tools to move through those things now. So I have been able to find answers.
But before you get too ahead with your empowering story, honey, can you please tell us what happened in that moment, in that crucial moment of desperation and darkness? What happened that you didn't continue with that action that it would totally derail, destroy your life? What happened? And how do you went about finding this solution?
Well, I will, because it's, again, it's part, it's basic part of the program. I believe there was a God out there. I believe there was something, and but I didn't believe that this being or this divine power or whatever you want to call it, whatever, interfere with my life. And I got to that point that night that I was laying there in bed, and I'd cried out to God to please help me find some answers. And just as I expected, nothing happened, absolutely nothing. So I got up out of the bed I was in and walked over to the chair, and I was drinking at the time, took another big hit of scotch and picked up the gun and put it in my mouth. And that's as I was pulling that trigger, that's when this flash of this insight came into my mind that I could use science. And that's the way I have found that God often works. He doesn't make me do something, absolutely not. This wonderful divine power that we talk about here in spiritual engineering, we talk about an energy, a power. But what it does is give me that thought, give me something when I pray, to give me, I'll offer an opportunity to make a different decision. Never, ever forces me to do anything, but gives me the opportunity to do something different. Gives me an insight that something can change my life. Gives me an insight that gives me hope, and that's what that did with me. And as I started down that path, I found out, like I said, started doing a lot of research, and coming from an engineering standpoint, mm-hmm. looking for answers was quite different because I didn't have any idea of what worked or what didn't work. I wanted to find answers that really produced results. So I crossed the boundaries of psychology, counseling. I got a master's degree in psychology,
mm-hmm.
Counseling, self-help books, religion. I studied every religion I could find out about to find out what really worked. And whether I was talking to a PhD psychologist or a recovering alcoholic who had found some answers, I was looking for what worked.
And you found some startling results. You found something really that it made you think that you were after the good solution.
I did, because I found out that I was not alone, that there were a lot of people in the same boat that I was in, that there was a lot of people who were hurting quite a bit in terms of marriage. Marriage is our premier relationship. It's the relationship that we spend the most time, effort, money, everything on.
That's right. And people prepare for these marriages for years. They date, they get married, and they get divorced. They spend an incredible amount of money to have these big weddings, and then nothing happens. So, but going back to these people that you found, going back to Maslow and William James and the 12-step program, can you tell us a little bit more about the communalities that you found within those groups that made you think that you have found a solution for emotional misery?
Oh, I'll tell you about that, but let me give you, as I was saying about the relationships, about marriage, and then identify the problem and really look at the problem. And in this country, in our culture, everybody knows that first-time marriages have about a 50-50 chance of working, of being a long-term relationship. It's actually 48% of first-time marriages fail. But what people do not realize is that 67% of second marriages fail and 73% third marriages fail. We get worse with experience. This is the one area in our life that we do not get better with experience.
That's not very encouraging to get married.
It isn't, because, and see, as an engineer, as a scientist, looking at this research, convince me that it's not that people want to get married or have a great relationship. They want it to succeed, and there are a tremendous amount of tools out there to help people in marriage. So what this screams as a scientist, I mean, it's so obvious, is our basic system is flawed. Our basic concept of how to have relationships is flawed. And as you were mentioning, as I continued to research, I found that people had found answers. Some people had discovered solutions. William James, the father of American psychology, had talked about the twice-born people. Carl Jung.
Twice-born, that sounds like interesting, right?
It is,
twice,
yeah.
Yeah, you are born again.
Born again.
Born
but
again.
It's a little bit, he used it as a psychologist, a little bit different than what they use in some of the churches or some of the Christian movements. But at the same time, he referred to them as twice-born. And Carl Jung found people who had a spiritual experience. Then Abraham Maslow came along and spent his whole life studying self-actualizing people in the peak experience and how these people had completely changed their life and the 12-step programs, as you mentioned, honey, starting with Alcoholics Anonymous, that took the down-and-out alcoholic and addict and transformed their life. And as an engineer and a scientist, I was able to connect the dots between all those groups of people and find the common thread. The common thread was the process they used. The common thread was the fact that all these people had been hurting. They had found a inner spiritual energy that completely changed their life. And that was a common thread. And the other common thing was they had common results. They went from a state of being tense, suicidal, depression, anger, all these different mixed emotions, from that state into a state of equanimity and poise to where they could have relationships that did not determine their feelings. They learned how to take the power away from other people to determine their feelings, that other people could contribute and enhance feelings but not cause them. Totally different way of living.
What you're saying, honey, it is an incredible demonstration of how a process offers proven results. And to summarize what you have said, these are the common threads about these different groups of people. They experience a problem. The problem was their life was not working, their relationships were not working. They experience emotional misery. But then they have an spiritual experience, a peak experience, a moment of illumination, an insight, an spiritual insight. So they seem to be tapped into some kind of a spiritual energy. And as a result, that energy was able to help them transform, to be reborn, to change their life, to become productive members of society. So what you're saying is that this inner power, spiritual power, has the possibility that change and transform any kind of situation if we only allow and consent to it.
That's right, and that is so important that we allow and consent, because it's always based on our choices and our will, and it only activates when we choose to activate it. So it is a totally different way. It's a revolutionary way of looking at spirituality and how spirituality affects our daily relationships. When we do this, this is not a spirituality that we find on weekends or on Sundays or something like that. This is a spiritual force, a spiritual energy that enters into every phase of our life.
And basically something that has been very relevant in my life for my own spiritual growth and for our relationship is that since the very beginning we made a commitment not only to our own self-development in all the areas, the physical, the mental, and the spiritual, to pursue that spiritual unification, personality unification, but also to pursue unification through spirituality in our marriage. And we have committed, and we still do it. And this is one of the things that when working with couples, we truly and strongly advise them to do. Find a spiritual path that works for you. Find a spiritual belief that works for you and share that with your spouse, because nothing solidifies more the bond of marriage or relationship than having that core bond, that common bond that you can connect with every day. And this is something that we've been practicing, as I say before, during the last 10 years. We get up in the morning, we pray together, we read, we meditate, and then we have a spiritual conversation. And sometimes my husband, he is very busy all the time, and he wants to talk about the war or the business, things like that. But we trying to maintain, I do it too. And we're trying to maintain this connection that the conversation must be spiritual, that we can ask this divine friend that lives in our mind and it has our best interests at heart for our own spiritual, mental, and physical development. We ask this pilot, a spiritual pilot, to direct our mind, to take control of our actions, that we can reflect in our daily interactions that we are really are coming from love, we are coming from honesty, that we're coming from integrity, that there's consistency in our lives. And having that spiritual communion, a spiritual experience or activity in the morning, it's proven to be a tremendous beneficial tool in our relationship.
Yes, it has. And one thing I wanted to mention, I should have mentioned at the beginning of the show, is our call-in number. Eugene will be calling in a moment. We're going to hear one of his original songs, and then later on we'll be able to talk and interview with him. Our call-in number is 646-716-8158. That number again is 646-716-8158. And we would love to talk to you. We have a call-in line. We can take callers. We'll be taking callers in a few moments. And you can call in from anywhere in the world, or you can call in on Skype and Skype into that number. And we will be able to talk with you and share some of these techniques with you. We'd love a chance to speak with each and every one of you, or come. There's some people on the chat line now. We'd love a chance to get into the chat with you. And so we're going to be talking. And as Patricia said, this is a different way of seeing things, but it's a way that really works. While we're getting a few calls, I want to share a couple things to show you how this works. I want to tell you about I lost my eyesight in 1996. My eyes were completely taken. Bacteria ate the corneas in my eyes and destroyed the corneas. And as I went through that process, I developed many of these tools, but my first reaction, of course, was total, absolute fear. I was blind, and no one could tell me if I'd ever see again. I was totally blind. And as I went through that, the first couple days, I prayed, oh, God, please help me. Please help me not be blind. How do I live if I'm blind? Please help me and heal my eyes. And then after 2 days, I remembered the tools that I'd learned in spiritual engineering. And I changed my prayer to one of acceptance. Help me accept whatever happens, that I can be a useful person, that I can be a useful citizen, that I can contribute. My value as a person does not depend on my eyesight.
Mm-hmm.
And as I did that, I had a serenity and a peace of mind that was totally unbelievable. Some of the best serenity, deepest serenity I've ever experienced in my life. Now remember, I was blind and could not see and did not know if I'd ever see. But I had this absolute freedom from worry and fear, total freedom. I kept that prayer going and did it all the time. And over the next few months, my eyes started healing, and they actually healed completely. The physicians, the specialists in this country said that they never expected me to see again. They never expected my eyes to heal, that they never thought I would drive or walk again, that my attitude had healed my eyes. That medical science could not regenerate corneas, but my attitude had healed my eyes. And that's the power of this program. That's the power, not of this, but of that energy inside of us when we can learn to tap into it. It did not come in and do a miracle and heal my eyes, but what it did was give me the peace of mind, the freedom from fear, that let my body do what my body's intended to do, and that was to heal. So my body healed. And it's just a tremendous tool. It's a great asset in life when we can learn how to do that.
And as you say, Thomas, you just experience the three parts of the process. First, you have a problem, you were blind. Second, you have an spiritual experience. You were able to connect with that center within, that spiritual center, and then you found acceptance and surrender. And by doing that, you align your body with the healing forces, with the healing energy of the own body and the spirit, and you were able to recover your sight, for which I am very grateful that you can see me. But as we get ready for Eugene Ebner, he is ready to call in, and he's getting ready for his song. One of his first songs, as we said before, Eugene is a talent artist, and he has been training
Austria.
That's kind of easy, right? He has written beautiful songs, and he has an incredible voice. He has gone through his own process of spiritual discovery, and those are some of the things that I would like to be discovering with Eugene, and so he will have the chance to share with us about him.
Yes. One of the things is that we had a chance to meet Eugene a couple years ago, and he was going through some things with relationships, and he was able to take the tools of spiritual engineering and apply them in his life. So he's not only going to be a chance to sing and entertain us and give us some great songs, but to talk about how these tools have worked in his life. So we will be talking with him in just a few minutes, and hopefully have a chance to talk with some of you. I want to give you the Skype number in the U.S. I've got it here, if I can get it up. It's 720-379-7721.
And here with us is Eugene Ebner.
Patricia, how are you doing today?
Oh, we are so excited to have the beginning of our new blog radio show, Spiritual Engineering, the Science of Building Extraordinary Relationships, and also because we have super and incredible talent right here sharing with you. How are you doing, Eugene?
I'm fantastic. It's a little early, but I'm glad to be here with you.
That's awesome. Eugene, tell us, that is such a beautiful song, You Are My Angel. Tell us a little bit about that song.
Yes, well, I actually wrote that song, boy, going up on 5 years now, and that song is very special to me. It really was inspired by the relationship that I had with my mother, actually. She transitioned 14 years ago from cancer and was quite a light in my life. We were very close. She was an opera singer, a musician, a wonderful talent, a beautiful individual. And, you know, when we go through loss, when we go through transition, and we go through changes in our life, it always, we have a choice. Are we going to learn from it? Are we going to walk into our life and kind of move through it, own our power, own our creativity, and express that through that? And even though I went through a lot of hurt and pain during that process, I just started writing some incredible music through it. And I actually had never written an original song until after she transitioned. And then it was almost like it kind of opened up that ability to express words and music and melody through the experiences. But that song, Patricia and Tom, that song's for anybody, anything that, you know, anyone that's important in your life, that song can relate to. It's not just for someone that's transitioned. It could be someone in your life that's currently with you. It could be for a friend, a parent, a child, a relationship, romantic relationship. So the song's an inspirational song, and I hope that it touches people.
It seems to me that you were able to connect with your feeling, the experience of losing your mother, and you were able to transform, kind of doing a catharsis, transform that pain into something beautiful, like a song like that. And it was also a healing process for you, Eugene, wasn't it?
Yes, very much so. I think that when it comes to the gifts and talents that we all have, that they're not only there to fulfill us or to share with others or inspire others, but it really is a very healing aspect to creativity and to music and to whatever that we're doing. But I think that we have to kind of dig deep down to that place and open ourselves up to being vulnerable and allowing it to come through us.
That's right, that's right. And also, with some of the tools from the spiritual engineering process, you have been able to found something very powerful, something that is working in your life. Can you please tell us more about that?
Of course, Patricia. Well, I just wanted everyone to know that's listening right now that I really respect Tom and Patricia Strausser and the concept of spiritual engineering. I have studied all forms of religion over the last, especially last 7 years. I grew up very strict Christian in the Christian church, went to a Christian school through junior high, went to a Christian college for a while, and it just was not working for me. The idea of separation and black and white and kind of ridicule and guilt and shame around being an individual, of being who I am, really turned me off. And through the process, I've really worked on myself to say what's comfortable for me. And as I came along my journey of meeting Tom and Patricia and reading about spiritual engineering and starting to apply some of the tools, I realized how beneficial it is for me. That's why I'm excited that you're doing this show and that you're encouraging others to learn more about this and own their own spiritual power within themselves. I think the main thing that I've taken from spiritual engineering is that idea that we really do have that connection within us, whether we want to call it source or God or energy or spirit. We all have our own identification of what that means to us. But for me, I really consider that kind of that energy source within who I am that's connected to a greater power. I feel that we're all connected to it. It's within us. Are we willing to tap into it? So I've been really focusing, meditating, and living my life from that place of connection within me, knowing that everything that I truly need and desire is already there, but it's being able to connect to it and live from that place. And I think when it comes through, you know, trials and tribulations and hurts that we all face, that if we can connect within and know that it's not outside of ourselves, that the foundation is there, that whatever we go through, it's a choice whether we respond or whether we react. And as the more I build that foundation within myself, that divine spark, as you call it, it's giving me the tools to take every little thing that happens in life and step back and respond and know that my emotions do not run the show, but that my heart runs the show and that my mind also doesn't run the show. But if I connect from my spirit into my mind, per se, that I make conscious, wise, balanced decisions for myself, not only professionally with my career within business, but personally. And so, Patricia, it's been incredible. And something that you guys, I don't know if you touched on it today, but something that really spoke to me was this idea of building a house, how you have the foundation of the house, the walls, and the roof. And so many of us in relationships want to put the roof on top of the house or want to build the walls first. But if you don't have that foundation with your spiritual power or with yourself, the love of yourself, and you don't build that, the walls will crumble and the roof will collapse. And I think so many of us do that. I know that I've done that for the last, well, 37 years. Give my age away.
Yeah, you basically touch on two very important parts of this program of spiritual engineering. And I would like to revisit that concept of tapping into this God within, the divine spark, the thought adjuster. It has received so many names, but what really speaks to us is within each one of us, we have this divine power that it can direct our mind, it can help us to make better decisions, it may clarify tensions, it may help us to really build a better life and better relationship. And seems to me that that's what you are finding in your life, Eugene, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And it's interesting because I felt for so long that this power that we want to call God or Source, you know, a lot of people call it God. I don't really feel comfortable with the word God. This is just a personal preference for me. I know a lot of people do. I believe in that power, but I was so turned off by that word through my upbringing, through Christianity. And I'm not downing Christianity or people that believe in Christianity, but for me it just always felt hurtful, and I always felt put down for being who I am. And so for me, it was being able to connect to what I felt comfortable with. But I think, Patricia, the main thing that has shifted for me in my life through all of this is that I'm realizing it's not outside of myself.
Right.
And when I think of Source or God, it's not a man in a white robe, you know, up in a cloud where I'm reaching up to him or her or whatever. It's within me, and that creates the ability to know that I am always protected, I am always safe, but it also gives me the ability to know that I can do anything in this world with that strength, knowing that I am not by myself in the sense of making decisions even. It's tapping into it. It's kind of, you know, I think for a lot of people, they're like, well, how do you tap into it? But that's the idea of what you're talking about with the tools of really centering yourself, calming yourself, praying, meditating, getting out in nature and using these aspects to say that it's there, but we have to be willing and open to take the vulnerability and the risk to have the faith that it is there. We have to take that first step.
And also, Eugene, we can do that through connection, through music, through song. And I understand you have an incredible surprise for us today. Tell us more about it and go for it, brother.
All right. Well, I once again want to thank Tom and Patricia for having me on today, and I congratulate you on the premiere of your show. And I am going to sing a live song for you right now. It's not an original song. Many of you know it. It's entitled You Raise Me Up by Josh Groban. I'm going to sing a little bit of that for you. But this song is a song that has really been there for me through celebration, through trying times, knowing that there's individuals in our lives that are there to raise us up. There's people like you, Tom and Patricia, that are there for us. And also when it comes down to what we've been talking to today, it's claiming and owning that power within us, knowing that we're always protected, we're always safe, and we're one with that. And we are part of creation. We're all in this together, guys. So here's a song for you. When I am down and oh, my soul so weary, when troubles come and my heart burden be, then I am still and sit here in the silence until you come and wait a while with me. You raise me up so I can stand on mountains. Stormy seas. thank you.
That's great. It's a beautiful gift, and it's great that you share it, and you use it to inspire people. What a beautiful voice. And use it to inspire people, and hopefully you'll be back with us and be with us again and give us a chance to get your voice out there to let other people in the world hear your voice. Thank you, Eugene.
Well, thank you, Tom and Patricia. Thank you for being you. And everyone that's listening, I encourage you to continue to listen to their show. This is just the beginning. And if you'd like to know more about what I'm doing, please check me out at www.eugeneebner.com and also diversitynowmedia.com. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Eugene. Enjoy the day.
Thank you. Blessings. Bye-bye.
And that was diversitynowmedia.com. Yes, now we're going to open up the show for a Q&A, and in a few minutes, if anybody wants to call in, again, that call-in number is, as soon as I get it here, 646-716-8158, or on Skype at 720-379-7721. So that's the call-in number. Ms. Patty's going to put it on the chat board right now, and we're going to be talking a little bit about, Eugene had mentioned the idea of the house, and I'll tell you how that came about. I built houses for a while in my career, and you know, when you go to build a house, there's a very logical procedure on building a house. You put in the foundation, then you put the walls up, and then you put the roof on. Nobody who has ever built a house or worked on a house would think of going out and working on the roof without having the walls, solid walls or a solid foundation. But when we look at relationships, the extraordinary relationships, the ones we all want to enjoy, are very similar to building a house. The foundation that we must have if we want the best relationships in life is a spiritual foundation. This doesn't mean religion. It means that each of us need that spiritual part of us that sets our direction, our purpose, our values in life. The walls that support everything in our life is our relationship with ourself. Then the roof, the crowning achievement, becomes the relationships with other people. And that's what Eugene was referring to. That's the process of building these extraordinary relationships we focus on with spiritual engineering. That it may seem at first when people hear, well, you're putting yourself in second place. You may hear that may sound selfish or something, but it's really not selfish at all, because we've been told for centuries to love your neighbor as yourself. And these people, Jesus, Buddha, all the great teachers, were telling us that we should learn to love other people, but we can only give or receive love in direct proportion to the way we love ourselves. Love your neighbor as yourself.
And I remember, honey, the first night when we met, that you say that, precisely that to me. You say, I will love you and you will be the most important person in the world for me, but you always be number three. Because, and I asked, number three, so who is one and who is two? And what did you say to me?
I said, well, that explained about building the house and the foundation. I said, in my life, for all my relationships, I try to keep God, which is my spiritual foundation. That relationship, and it's an actual relationship. It's not a concept. It's an actual relationship with that divine energy. That has to be the first. And my relationship with myself, not self-importance, but dignity and self-respect. I can't give that up. Integrity. Those three things I can't give up for anybody. Dignity, self-respect, and integrity. I have to maintain that. But you would be the most important person in my life. In terms of other people in the world, you would be the most important person.
Which means that you will continue working on yourself, your spiritual relationship, developing yourself as an individual to the fullest, but also you will give me the place and the dignity, the respect, that I deserve. And I committed to do the same thing. And something that I find out in a relationship is I'm not just living with another human being. I'm just living with a human being who has the power of God within, this divine spark, this Torajuster. The name, it doesn't really mean anything. It's a spiritual energy. And all my efforts in this relationship are to empower you, to support you, and to hold that divine vision so you can fulfill your life purpose and you can be the best that you can possibly be.
Yes, and that is something that each one of us have to have, that personal commitment, that personal connection with God. Or whatever, as Eugene said, we don't need to call it God. We can call it whatever we want. But every person, and that's the thing that Maslow and Carl Jung and all these psychologists of the last century, the 12-step programs like Alcoholics Anonymous, that's the thing that they have found, that when we make this connection, when we learn to tap into this source, this real source that we all have within us, it can change our life. It can break addictions. It can break the shackles of alcoholism. It can give us a totally new outlook and attitude toward life. And everybody has that potential. But again, back to what the research showed, back to the psychologist. Abraham Maslow spent his whole life studying these people, this apex of humanity, he called it, these people who had learned to live this way, and estimated only 1 in 100 ever learn to do it. Only 1 in 100 people ever learn to live life to the fullest potential. But now we have a process. Now we have a step-by-step procedure so that anyone can experience self-actualization.
That is so inspiring and really gives me a lot of hope, because it is a proven process that we can share with so many people that have problems in relationships with emotions. And in this moment in time, I would like to invite you all, boy, this hour went by really fast, for our next show is next Wednesday, same time, and we will have Amy Barbera. She is an incredible talent. She has an angelic voice, and she has also found through spirituality a way to connect with her inner sense, to solve her emotional and physical problems, because it is my understanding that she went through some real problems in her life, and finding this spirituality has helped her to overcome and actually to channel through her voice and through her talent all this gratitude. She comes from that place of inspiration and gratitude, and we are so excited to have her next week. So please tune in for our next show. Send us any email with any questions that you have at the personal level. You can visit our website, www.spiritual-engineering.com, or also you can call. We have a toll-free number, which it is on our website. Boy, shame, I don't remember.
It's very easy. It's so easy. 888-56-HAPPY. 888-56-HAPPY.
Just leave it to the engineer. He solves the problem. But thank you all, dear friends, for being here with us, for supporting us into this new, incredible and exciting phase in our lives.
Yes, and one quick thing. I send out a daily message, a daily thought for today. You can sign up for that. We'd love to send it to you. And I just sent out this morning and just got an email back from one of our recipients saying that I just got to read this to you. Today I was planning to be frustrated by unthoughtful clients and impossible deadlines, but now I guess I'll enjoy every moment that God blesses me with instead. And hopefully these kind of notes help people.
And what was the message that you sent today, honey? Did you have it?
I got it here. Wait a minute.
Yeah?
I must realize that whenever I am this upset, there's something wrong with me. I have to be responsible for all my feelings or forever feel unpeaceful.
Excellent. So the answer, the problem is with us, and the answer is within us.
It's within us.
We just have to tap into this incredible, infinite source of happiness, mind. And we will see you next week. Thank you for being here, dear friends.
Thank you for experiencing Spiritual Engineering Radio. To connect with your show hosts, Thomas and Patricia Strausser, please visit www.spiritual-engineering.com. Spiritual Engineering Radio, building extraordinary relationships for the 21st century.